Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Michael Caputo, and Michael, you have not just a movie coming out, but a book. Tell us a little bit about both.
Sure. Well, last summer I was in, my family and I went to Puerto Rico to work with the survivors of Hurricane Maria. While I was there, we were trying to shoot a documentary that lost funding. So when we were there, my wife, Marina, who I met in Ukraine when I lived and worked there, we talked about whether I should just do another documentary. We decided that since I know so much about Ukraine, let's do a documentary about Ukraine. I went there in August to shoot the documentary, not knowing that all of this was coming. I had no idea that the president was going back and forth with the president of Ukraine. I had no idea the day I arrived in Ukraine that the whistleblower had filed his complaint. And I shot my movie with the entire city of Kyiv burning down around me because of Donald Trump and the president of Ukraine going back and forth. By the time I got back to Buffalo to write and edit the film, about a week later, the impeachment thing blew up. And naturally, two things happened. Number one, my wife and I had to consider whether or not I would continue, because after 3 years in the crosshairs of the Russia investigators in House, Senate, and the Mueller team, we're kind of exhausted. I didn't want to make a documentary that would get me right back in the middle of things. But we decided that, frankly, it's fraught with peril, but it's also an opportunity, because my film is a bullseye on what's going on. While I finished the film, I realized there was so much more to tell, so I wrote a book with my publisher, Bombardier Books, of the same name, The Ukraine Hoax. You can buy the film and the book both at theukrainehoax.com, but it's all about the decades of corruption that went on in Ukraine, and the way that the Obama-Biden teams harvested it, and how it all led to Donald Trump's impeachment. It's a complicated topic, but very important one now that we're watching the trial of the president.
What do you think readers and viewers will get out of reading your book and watching your film about the Ukraine investigation?
Sure. If folks tune in to One America's Network on Saturday and Sunday at 10 p.m., they'll see my One America News Investigates the Ukraine Hoax with special guest Michael Caputo, guest host Michael Caputo. I asked for the title of special counsel, but they didn't give that to me. How fun that would be, right? But they tune in. They will see the outlines of what is really wrong and what the president wanted to get to the bottom of when he asked for an investigation in Ukraine, what the president was after. Our film will show you exactly what that is. It's about the corruption that led up to all of the activity in 2014 when Hunter Biden joined Burisma Energy, and again in 2016 when the Ukrainian government interfered in the American elections. I offer chapter and verse in this book that proves that Hunter Biden and his friend Devin Archer very likely violated federal law by lobbying for Burisma Energy and the oligarch in charge of Burisma Energy, lobbying their fathers. Devin Archer is not related to, but practically family with John Kerry, the Secretary of State at the time, and of course Hunter Biden, the son of the Vice President. The reason why I believe that they were lobbying is because there is a flurry of activity that I go through in The Ukraine Hoax, the book, that shows that Joe Biden was especially active in Ukraine and in Washington at times when the owner of Burisma Energy was in need of help. And what I believe that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Devin Archer, and John Kerry helped the oligarch stay off of the sanctions list in 2014, when all the oligarchs of Ukraine that escaped the country with the president who was overthrown were put on a sanctions list. We don't know why Hunter's boss was the only one that didn't get on that list, but I'm sure it's lobbying. We show that all that activity, and also Joe Biden's activity, as is famously known. He forced the firing of the prosecutor that was getting too close to Hunter Biden and Biden's boss at Burisma Energy. We run through that timeline as well. It's fishy, and it deserves investigating.
Mr. Caputo, even on the camera or without it, we are talking about the truth. You please have no doubt that Valentin and Michael are now that's 100% transparently talking the truth. I am sure with even my signatures on this possible interference, I think you are right. Ex-President Poroshenko, one person. Then he, I think so, he involved and asked special service of Ukraine, SBU, to take a part. Then he involved one of his MP from his fraction of the parliament, then Ukrainian embassy, and many other Ukrainians, including NABU director, were involved in this, I think, criminal activity.
Michael, you've just played for me a tape of Ukraine's leader of the equivalent of the FBI saying the Ukraine interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and it was illegal and it was at the behest of Ukraine's leaders. What when you heard that, what went through your mind?
Well, I was shocked, actually. You know, Valentin Nalivaychenko is the number one lawman in all of Ukraine. He was the head of the FBI twice. He's not right now, but he's a member of parliament in charge of much of the law and order committee work in the parliament. Valentin Nalivaychenko told me when I interviewed him that the Ukrainian government interfered in America's 2016 presidential elections. He thinks that the president then, no longer president, Petro Poroshenko, organized this interference and that it was that they violated laws and committed crimes in Ukraine. And what the significance of that is this. If the top law and order people in Ukraine believe that crimes were committed in Ukraine and want to investigate that, and our government doesn't want to investigate it as Donald Trump asked them to, then we will prove more corrupt than Ukraine. Think about that. The number two most corrupt country in the world wants to investigate corruption, and we don't want to, because Donald Trump's abusing his power. To me, that says everything.
Did Clinton or Trump benefit from Ukraine's interference in 2016?
I believe everything was designed to help Clinton. Everything was designed. The Ukrainian ambassador was working directly with the Democratic Party and the Clinton campaign, giving them information on Paul Manafort. And then one of the president of Ukraine's number one members of parliament, a guy named Leshenko, was working with the Democratic Party and the United States Embassy to create a fake financial ledger that showed fake payments to Paul Manafort. That ledger, as fake as it is, ended up getting Paul Manafort, the chairman of the Trump campaign, fired. When you get the number one man on a campaign fired, it disrupts everything. Luckily, the president went on and won. It was pretty remarkable. But they chopped off the head of his campaign from Ukraine. I mean, from thousands and thousands of miles away, they took out Paul Manafort. And what Nalivaychenko, is the number one lawman in Ukraine, says is that it's a crime. It's certainly a crime. And the Democrats and the Hillary Clinton campaign people and the State Department people who were helping that process committed crimes as well. And if we don't want to investigate our own leaders' criminal activities, then we're far more corrupt than Ukraine.
Michael, you have a red carpet event coming up with in association with this. When is it and where is it going to be?
I'm actually going to it tonight. My film is on One America News, which is, I'm not sure where it is on the cable systems. I know it's on Roku and Apple TV and all that. It's a great network. It's the president's favorite network. That's I'm proud to work with him. If you can't catch it at 10 o'clock on Saturday or Sunday nights on OAN, you can pick up the film in a digital download starting Monday at theukrainehoax.com. You know, I talked to the listeners here when I sat in for Sandy and Tom about this Ukraine thing. They got me thinking about how important it was to explain it to the average voter so they can understand the crime that went on, the criminal activity that went on that Donald Trump wanted to get to. So I was very proud to put this together. It was inspired by the listeners of WBEN, and I want to thank everybody that encouraged me to do it, because from my perspective, it's going to have a big impact on the 2020 elections.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.